You're listening to SBS News.
Firefighters and volunteers have worked tirelessly over the weekend to try and contain bushfires burning out of control in both New South Wales and Queensland. In Queensland, firefighters are battling over 50 fires, the most challenging in Corribor, north of Noosa, and at Cobribor, where 17 homes have been destroyed. Thousands of people have been forced to flee across Queensland, and Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk warns the situation is likely to worsen as fire conditions intensify.
I want to thank everybody who's been involved. This has been a big task, and as we know, Queensland does not usually have this fire season like we've experienced this year and last year. We've had a briefing today from the Bureau as well, and we're not expecting much rainfall as well until December and on to next year.
In New South Wales, bushfires over the weekend claimed the lives of three people, while five others are yet to be accounted for. The fires have also destroyed more than 150 homes along the state's north coast, as well as countless animal habitats, with around 350 koalas killed in Glen Innes alone. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has extended her condolences to those affected by the fires.
It's a relief to know that conditions have eased, but it's only now that communities, that members, that families are realising the state of their properties, the shock will start sinking in, and we need to make sure we're here to wrap around our services, but also just our moral support as people go through these difficult circumstances.
The federal government has activated its disaster recovery payment and recovery allowance in order to support those who have lost their homes and need immediate financial assistance. The payment provides $1,000 to eligible adults and $400 to eligible children. Natural Disaster and Emergency Minister David Littleproud told Sky News he understands it won't go far, but says it is a start.
To get people through the here and now, we understand there's a bigger job to be done, and that's going to be available from 12 p.m. today at lunchtime. We just ask people to get in contact with Centrelink. They will be ready by 12 to take your call and to get that money in your pocket as quickly as we possibly can.
However, many are calling on the government to not just financially support victims, but to take real action on climate change as global warming and ongoing drought are contributing to the severity of bushfires in Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has refused to address the link between the two, which has disappointed Glen Innes Severn Council Mayor Carol Sparks, who had her house destroyed in the fires. Greens MP Adam Band is urging the Prime Minister to do more to prevent further loss of life.
This is a terrible tragedy, and sadly we've been warned as recently as this week by fire chiefs that these kind of tragedies are on the cards for Australia unless we get the climate crisis under control. My main concern is to make sure that government does everything it can to minimise the risk of other people dying, and that means tackling the climate crisis.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has condemned Mr. Band's criticism and says it is outrageous to imply the government is in any way responsible.
Adam Band absolutely should be ashamed of himself for coming out and saying that in any way, shape or form the Prime Minister or the government should be responsible in some way for the lives lost. I mean, this is despicable. Comments coming from a little Melbourne apartment, from a little individual with a little mind, should not be accepted or tolerated at this time.
A statewide 48-hour total fire ban has come into force in New South Wales today, with catastrophic level fire conditions predicted on Tuesday. Extreme conditions are forecast for the Greater Sydney and Greater Hunter areas, with the state's Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons urging residents to be ready to evacuate.
We are expecting to see widespread severe and extreme fire danger ratings extending from northern New South Wales, from the Queensland border, right down to the central west areas of New South Wales, in and around the Greater Hunter region, down through the Greater Sydney environment, into the Illawarra and the Shoalhaven region. So we're talking a very widespread area of the state that is going to be confronted with some particularly difficult fire danger conditions.
Queensland Fire and Emergency Service Acting Assistant Commissioner Michelle Young says even though the fire season has been underway for some weeks already, firefighters will continue to do all in their power to protect communities.
It has been a long fire season and an early start to the fire season. We do have good fatigue management practices in place, and we do rotate our crews thoroughly and make sure that they are all fed and watered. That doesn't, you know, get us out of being exhausted, but we won't let the Queensland community down. We're here for the long haul.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.